find some sales at the cuss. I don't know how many people are going to have to be going for to remember from last week and how many people got up there in the Chazar and it's fresher in their mind. But the I want to take out of it is more going to be not so much. I know I was like, maybe a little tempting in the Marmokrendis rep with a question about whether you can. I went around asking people if you can have a sandwich with three pieces of Devela tray from Chazar and say Surma Vatlins as that. But I'm not really going to talk about that this year. I think it was pretty self evident to everybody that we couldn't do it, and I hope people figured out why not. But what? I really want to take out of the sim. I want to take out of the sif. Maybe it'll add to our Havana and what Tam Ki Iker is and what Bittul Kishishim does. That's what I want to take out. We'll see. I hope it'll help. So the Rosh, the Tumas of Rosh said a Svar. Right? The Surma Vatlin was the case again, refresh of his memory. Case of the Shulchan Aruch, the case we're going to go on was Reb Nun Tez Zeisei Hatter, and into that fell a Kazayis Dam and a Kazayis Chelev. Two different Kazayis Yisr, with different Tam, let's say. So we say Surma Vatlin Zezeh, and it's all going to be Mutter. And the Rosh says, like, even to his mind, it's Svar, I'll tell you it's a portion of Svar. Because what are we worried about? We're worried about Tam Ki Iker. So now what my say is, when you eat this tavshil, which Sach HaKol is 61 zeisim in it, are you going to taste dam? No, you're not going to taste dam. Are you going to taste chelev? No, you're not going to taste chelev, because both the dam and the chelev each have shishim zeisim against them. So you're not going to taste this, so what's the problem? Pasha, we're not going to say, but I taste a mixture of dam and chelev. Because that's the Shtanish day. You can't stop make up mixtures like that with Chayra. So, it's Pasha, you're not going to taste it. So, Chayra, it's an eyes in the Svar, the Rosh said. It's hard to imagine how anyone could possibly argue on such a Svar.
If they got mixed up together first.
Yeah.
Then, who's such a Svar, right?
You say, that's Chanan or else what?
No, I won't even avoid it.
We say,
you're not
going to
have a Shersur. You're not going to
have
a Shersur.
So, what's the problem?
Chayra and Dami stuck together. And then those two zeis fall to 59. So I have two zeis from Isser falling to 59.
Different Isser, it's two different Isser and two different towns.
So it's the same thing.
But isn't it, the only side of the amount would be if you're going to say there's an Isser quality of Lysaic or Koltev or whatever it is.
But the Chavazdas wanted to say the same Isser.
So Luchar, the Russian is an Eisenes Svar. But there's a couple of problems. Number one, it's not in the Bidivrei HaRosh. The Rosh said, Imtum Tzulayim HaSvar, Imtum Tzulayim HaGemar, whatever, Mishnah. And when he brought the Imtum Tzulayim HaSvar, he said, because you're not going to taste the Tam. V'kaima what Asur Mevatlin says that. Why did he have to stick that into the Svar? Why did he have to stick in the Kaima what Asur Mevatlin says that? Who cares? Asur Mevatlin says that. Why Imtum Tzulayim says that? Why? You don't taste it. There's no Tam Isser here. So that's why they're shaming in the Rosh. Why, what was missing in his Svara that he needed to add? And what's going to be? It'll be sort of the other flip side of it. And let's say it would be kind of one anus from like the Rambam. But still, what difference is it? You don't taste the mice tough, they don't taste it. How could the Rambam argue with Dino on the Svara of the Rosh?
Because he won't say that it can be starving.
What?
It says the Viking that it can be starving.
Is the Rambam going to argue in this case 59 because they say after one because ice and the other one because ice when you got one so that's not so posh. The Rambam of Abba says yes, so that's the catch. There are many Achayim who argue with the Rambam. We'll get to that.
First he said yes,
but
he said he made the
Rambam
agree.
Okay,
that's my decision.
The Dalai Lama is blind shrek. The Luchayo, why was the Shulchan Aruch Mis'alim from Dasa Rambam, which he understood Dasa Rambam, would become a connected Das Shulchan Aruch?
Right, the question is, but later on, didn't have a time to say that maybe even the Rambam says, Enes Rambam says,
that's the Matadini, he blind Sarachin if he can be Sarachin on the Dasa Shulchan Aruch. There's many Achayim who argued on the Dalai Lama who said that the Rambam will be by together. But Luchayo and Luchayo, Pashtus, the way the Dogma Vava understood the Rambam, when the Rambam says Enos, because really, well, what's the Shaila Bavav, if the Rambam was negated or not? Because when the Rambam said Enos to Mevatel Zezet, what case was he going on? He was going on the case of the Gemara and Zvachim. We were Kzais Pigul, Kzais Noser, Kzais Tomei, and you eat all three Kzaisim, so the Rambam says you'll be like a Sholosh. He doesn't say the Gemara says you're not like a Rish Lakish, you're not like at all. The Rambam says you're like a Sholosh, because it's through Enos to Mevatel Zezet. We don't pass into Rish Lakish, the way the Kesem Mishnah explains the Rambam. So the question is that the Rambam is talking about a case where all three are is. What's going to be in our case where it was Nun Tes they say Hatter? The same way it was Pasha to everybody, without learning the sugya that if you make your sandwich I mentioned, there was a slice of Trefa Novela and then a Chaz or whatever, it's Pasha, you can't eat it. So the Rambam also said it's part of that, it's Aser, and not only that, it's Pasha Aser, but he yelled, it's even going to be Chayv on all three. But that's all talking about there's no Hatter. When you have Nun Tes Hatter and one dam and one chaylev, so could be the Rambam would be mind in such a case. Like the Rosh said, there's no tam. But the Dogma of Abba clearly did not understand that way in the Rambam, which be'emes does fit into the lashon of the Shuvas HaRosh, who said, in order to say my svara, I need to say chaim alon isurim avakel zezet. So what's pshat? What's pshat in the Rambam, the way the Dogma of Abba and be'emes l'chari the Rosh understood him? Why, if you hold isurim emav, ain't isurim avakel zezet, L'maisa, I have a svar, there is no tam dam and there is no tam chelav. So how could it possibly be osur? Not on tam ke'ikr, so what's it out? What are we answering it from? So that is the way we're... So Reb Chaim, I don't know if anyone saw Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim explains that we're understanding all wrong. He says, and we'll have to have it will be tzach bir, but he says that even when there's shishin, there is tam. Because what's his raya? As I think I told almost everybody. But his raya is, he says, what would be if you had a case? What would be a metzias? A metzias is I take a big pot and I put in it 61 kazaisim. One kazais of each of 61 different types of food. What's it all after? Forget if we're getting into this after. We're done with the metzias here. Connecting ever, so I have an apple and an orange and a meat and whatever comes to that. Use your imagination, come up with 61 different types of food, each one a different flavor, and you put exactly one kazais in each of the pot. Connecting every single min, I have shishim against it. So if you're going to say that whenever I have shishim against something, I don't
have any heter there?
All heter. Remember metzias, remember what I did here, a metzias. If you're telling me the metzias is when I have shishim connected something, I don't taste it. So this pot should taste like water. Because every single min that's in the pot is bottle b'shishim. So there's nothing here with tam. There is no tam in the pot. So he pointed out, obviously, that's ridiculous. But why is there
no tam
anywhere
in the pot? That's not what we're saying. We're saying you
have made water.
You don't have tam orange, distinct orange. You can't
taste
it. You don't taste orange.
It doesn't have any tam with any one of the foods. You will never taste orange in here. You'll never taste the apple in there, whatever. You never will taste any of those foods.
So no. So what do I taste?
Something else.
I taste a 60-second thing you didn't put in the pot. What am I tasting?
A mishkabah.
Meaning, you know what? Everybody, and the tam here is going to have hashpah from apple, and hashpah from orange, and hashpah from... They're all mashpih on the tam. So even though the shishim can negative, it is mashpih on the tam.
Because right in the tam, you won't have the tam of that thing.
So what does not have anything here? That's what he's playing out.
You won't be able to know what you're tasting. Okay. So I have no idea what's in this mixture.
Okay, but we'll come back. You know what? Let's put that on hold for now. We'll come back. Let's first understand what Reb Chaim says. Then we'll ask Hashas on the Chaim. Okay? I know. I think that's the only reasonable way to do it. First, we have to understand what he said. We're going to ask similar questions, but first let's understand. Because Reb Chaim says something even a little more extreme than that. But he's going on a case in the Rambam, a different Rambam. He brings two, I think, maybe three Rambams. One case there was, I remember two of the cases. I think he actually brings three. But he goes, one case was, we're talking about Yain Shal Truma. Yain needs Bittul B'meah. B'mina needs Bittul B'meah. So let's say I have, in one container, 99 kazaisim of Yain and one kazais of Mayim. Okay? And this yayin, both the yayin is chul, and the mayim obviously is regular water. Into that falls one kazayin segayin truma. So the Rambam says, well, he says, out min b'minoi, yayin k'neged yayin, I don't have 100. So it's not bottle min b'minoi.
How much yayin kosher was there?
99. But you need 100 for truma. Out the mayim, the einoi minoi, it's chad, it's chad b'chad, never mind shishim. So there's no bittul here. So the main is, it's all going to be meduba. It's going to be a tarumas.
You need 100 midaraisa?
Midrabon.
Midrabon? Okay.
It's machta, but I think it's drabon. Precious drabon. It's machta. So, the main is not bottle, and it's all going to be meduba, which means taruvas truma. Fact, yeah, but what are you going to do with mice? So there's no time. You're right, it's dine min b'mina, but we know that anything that's b'shishim, is this battle, the oitz and the yuta, here there's battle, not going to be any tam, yayin, truma in this mixture.
Are you sure it's derba? Because yeah. Maisa, this is min b'mina venom, you know, and it should be the direct, it should be the only reason why you need, you should be able to be kind or more, but you're sure that 100% of that...
Quite a lot of that, please.
Yeah?
So that's
why don't you have
min
b'mino
veno
mino? That you have
midaraisa,
it's
bottle barov. Same like
Rabbi
Yehuda. Forget the machlekes side.
Right.
Without forget the
rabbi.
You bring a rabbi. It's going to be rabbi.
Because the rabbi holds min b'mino
100. Min b'mino 100. Whatever, the chor doesn't make a difference. I don't have 100 b'mino. I don't have 100 b'mino either. He understands the mina and the enemy are not going to starve from the rabbi. And I don't bit for either one of them.
Why are you started?
We have to go to the Lewis Hochel's triple step for that. That's, but that's the case. So what he said, his question is, I'm rather not going to have any time yet, and tam yet in truma here.
It's not tam,
but the Rambam said that it's about to be oitzim miyutim. The shishim kenei, it's not here. If it's bit of a shishim by a bit of a shishim means it's not here. You want every man, every time. Let's say it's 99 grand stuff with no water.
But the whole rice is also 60, but what's good? 100 or 120.
Yeah, but I think what's the huder is also, huder is a nigino also, that's the matter. Huder is a nigino, there's water. There is a
nigino. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is
it? What is it? You say it's bottled to the water because there's no time. Put it that way. It's going to be the yain truma should be bottled to the water, but the ena nigino is because it's not nice in time. The only reason didn't mean any shisha is because it's in this tam. But here it won't be nice and tam in the mind. There'll be no tam yayin truma in the mind. But there'll be tam yayin. Because you're going to have 100 yayin connected in the water, but there won't be tam yayin truma in the water. So we bought the ain't in here. And nice and tam.
What
truma
is 99 yayin?
There's 99 yayin hulun, one mayin, and now one yayin truma. So there'll be no tam of yayin truma in the mind. Right. The other case he gives is he brings another Rambam. The Rambam says, let's say I have two cups of yayin bottom. One is yayin truma, the other is yayin chulun. Or armor truma, and then chulun. And they mix together. So he says, salek the yayin chulun, and only look connected the mayim. And if you have enough mayim to be mavato the tam of the yayin, or the truma, whatever it is, then it'll be mutter.
Who's the fifth?
You have two kaisis of yayin in mutter. So each one is, whatever it is, 75% water, 25% wine. And you now pour the two cups, you mix them together. One of them, the yayin was chulin, and the other, the yayin was, I forget if it was truma, if it was arlo, whatever. So there he says, again, the Rambam is a salik, the yayin chulin, don't look at it, and just look, mayin keneged, the yayin
truma.
Well, sure, figure out let's say it was each one was three kazesim of water and one kazais of yayin. So now I look at six kazesim of water against one wine,
you know,
the only time of the yayin truma. Yeah. Because six is not a tam yayin.
It's
not chazusa. Don't talk about chazusa, talk about tam. Anyway, but he said, but he asked, the Reb Chaim asked, why do you say salik the yayin chulin and only look at six against one kilu? Should be seven against one. Because the yayin Because the time of the Yayin Truma will also be mitpashet, will be diluted, will be spread out into the Yayin Chulin. So Lamaisa will make it less likely to give time in the water, because it's spreading out into seven kazaisim, not just six. Think again, the Svar of the Rosh. Why am I saying Salik? That's, you can ask it back on the regular than Salik. Why do I say Salik is... Why do I say Salik Einai Mina in Raya Mina? Salik Mina, count the Mina. You use the Mina to be Mavatu. I have to divide that. When I want to divide this Yayin Truma, I'm dividing into seven parts, not six parts. And with the first case, I'm dividing into 100 parts, not 99 parts. Or not one part. So why don't we look at it that way? So Elmer Kai wants to buy a Yisoid. This day he's really going on those kids. But he wants to make a Yisoid that he wants to say, even when you have Shishim, you do have Tam. As he brought from his case with 60, with 61 different meaning. There is Tam, even when there's Shishim connected it. Nervos, you need, it's not enough, even though, and he, but he, then he goes even, here's what he says, he's even more extreme. He says, and even if there wouldn't be any, you wouldn't be Margish any Tam, you wouldn't be Margish Shum Tam, you would still say Tam Kek or Kozman, there isn't a Din Bittel. Besides not being Margish the Tam, you need a Din Bittel. Once you have the Din Bittel, it sounds like it doesn't bother to be Margish the Tam.
It's fascinating, right? Even when you're not Margish the Tam, what?
You need a Din Bittel. So for example, in the case where you have 99 of Yayin Chulin and one Mayim against one Yayin Truma, you don't have Din Bittel. Not Min Bamina, not Min Bashena either. Kol Zman, you don't have Din Bittel. I don't care that you're not Margish the Tam. It's not bottle.
Is it special
to Metro? No. By everything. That's what he's going to use. That's according to that. We'll get it.
But as Yeshua said, the Truma has nothing to do with Tam. So there is 100 not because of Tam.
No, but the mind. The mind is Einei Minoi. Yeah. And Einei Minoi has been nice in Tam. It's not nice in Tam, the mind.
Yeah, but
no one
said that's
the bottom. That I didn't see. I didn't need this point.
You said a second, even if you have a
Din
Bittel and you are Margish Tam?
Because he proved, what did he tell me? He said that when you have 61 different meaning, you're going to be Margish at the time of each one of them. Yeah. And he says, Mali, if the other six, pick any one of them. Pick the apple, right? If I had 60 different meaning against the apple, I still taste Tam apple. But the apple still must be on the Tam. Yeah. Now, what's the difference if those other 60 were 60 different things, or they were 60 all of the same? The apple is still going to be the same apple. So anytime I have Shishim Kineged an apple, I am going to feel a taste of Hashpa of apple. I am going to taste the apple. I won't taste the apple, maybe, but I will taste the apple's Hashpa in the Taruvas. So he says, even when you have Shishim Kineged something, you're still going to have taste its Hashpa. And that's going to be enough to say, Tam Ke Iker, Kozman, you don't have a Din Bittel. But then it's also muhaf from what he's saying with Chayr, is that once you do have a din bittel, he says, we're foolish, because not ever have a din bittel. Once I do have a din bittel, even if... So it's muhaf that once I do have a din bittel, though, even though I am Margish the Tam, it's going to be bought.
Yes, because
I'm feeling this. Because you're still not... Even after Shishim, you're
Margish the Tam. Not
even
about the
Shishim.
It's
Margish the Tam. It's
still
not even
about the Shishim.
Right,
well,
the din
bittel,
but that's a din
bittel. So he owns
Shishim,
that's a din
bittel. It's a din bittel. Chutz for what it's... Right, and it's not really an Ihar Gosh's Tam, it's really a din bittel.
It's more than the other one.
So that's
how
the you got the other. He got one, you got the other. So I have a couple of kind of, a number of catches on the pack. Number one. Let's go one at a time. Let's start with his, because that's why I wrote number one. It's number one. The Gimbal Higher, forget Shalom, it's a Mafurish and Gimbal. First of all, number one, Klal Gadol, whenever in Halacha we look at Reb Chaim's, the easy way usually getting out of caches on Reb Chaim is that he's saying Pshat in the Rambam. We don't necessarily have we're learning Halacha. We get in our mind, you know, it's the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz. He's coming to say Pshat in the Rambam. What? Well, yeah, but also, I mean, let's ask him from Gemara's. Forget the Rambam. He's made up and the great. The Gemara says that Amru Rabbanan b'tayim b'kveila. We said by Truma you can have a kayim b'tayim. We know you say Mahan team is kveila. What's the team of being mevar that there's no tam? Now chutz from Rashi, Koshkin like the Rambam himself. The Rambam says you don't even need a kveila and you don't even need to say chutz from Rashi. But the Klal and Rambam saying we're Seilach on the team, even when there's no Shish. There's no Din Bittel. But we're Seilach, if you taste it and say there's no Tam, it's Mutter even without a Din Bittel. It's Bukhari of Buchach Mufurish in the Gemara, and the only one who doesn't say like that basically is Rashi, and the Rambam definitely does pass it that way, is we're Mekul to be Seilach on Tim, even when there's no Shishim. So the Chayr, it's Bukhach from the Gemara, it's Bukhach from the Rambam, that if there's no Tam, it is Mutter, the Taruvus is Mutter, even without a Din Bittel.
He says, go to Kfeil as Shishim.
Yeah, from Kfeilin Pachs and Shishim.
Really
good, but also from Yisrael and from Chayim. You have a lot of cases which is Mufurish in the Gemara basically, and the Rambam Paskins, that you don't need Shishim if there's no Tam. So
Chayim is saying that Yerachim is only saying it once you have a Tam, then you need it, didn't it?
Once you have a Tam.
Once, if you don't have any,
we'll get there. We'll get there, maybe. The second problem was what you had mentioned before. From the is
I was thinking
the why?
Because he's bringing. He explains the shot that said brings us from the hazard that once you have 60, then it's only Dirabana. Maybe because that's because you have a dental. Who cares if you have? Yeah.
So should we go to the why is us at all?
Because why is us in Dirabana? I don't know. But because it's still more gush. Well, I don't. It's still more gush. Stronger. It's like the title. Whatever. Whatever you're gonna say, but at least it'll explain why it's not horizon.
Right, but anyway, so the next cash I want to ask is Luchar from Tavlin. And Tavlin, Luchar, when you have Shishim connected to Tavlin, you do have a Din Bittel. And Luchar is Luchar, that once you have a Din Bittel, even though I am Margish Batam, it's still going to be Mutter. And in Tavlin, we know, yeah, it's a Machlaikas, if it's Deraisa, Drabonah, but Luchar, it's going to be Otter.
Only, it must be Luchar saying, only a Tav Kolosh.
Fine, he doesn't say it. He says, Ainam Marga Shum Tablet.
Actually, the word is exactly.
The Rambam Bin Tablet, I don't remember. I don't
he means Tam Kol, right? When he said Ainam Marga Shum.
The third thing, which is going to lead to the
Times that Bittel alone helps, which is that even when there's no Tam, it's totally Bittel.
Well, he says you need Din Bittel. He says Shishim only works with a Din Bittel. He says Shishim has Tam. So he's saying, once you have a Din Bittel, it's working even though there's Tam. So first, I understand, it throws out the whole time. It throws out the window, the whole way we understood Tam Keker until now. Tam Keker means Tam, and now he's telling us, no, you can have Tam, and it won't be Bottle, and you can not have Tam, and it'll still be Tam Keker.
Is Shishim in the rice of the number
Shishim? Actually, Shishim is not the rice. Actually, Shishim without Tam is not the rice. It's the Hishim, they say, according to Ranan Ramban. But the Pasha is only Drabon. When would it be the Raisa?
Mm-hmm.
If you did not
know,
if you pachas mishish menu tam. In both. Well, so we'll get there. But the Emes is also the Luchaira, his whole riot from the 61 different meaning, which Adam brings in two different places to prove two different things. But Luchaira doesn't prove anything, as people have sort of been Muramas on earlier. Because you're right, when you eat this, you're going to taste flavor here. I don't know whether it tastes good or bad or whatever, but you are going to taste some hashpah of all 61 minim in here, probably. But it's not going to, you're not going to taste any one specific minim. You're not going to taste the apple here, which, according to the way Tosis explained it, which I don't know if anyone has been passionate, that's a Tam Kolosh that the Torah didn't ask. So Tosis says, yes, there is Tam more than 60. Tosis is mashmah, it's a Tam, you're not going to be Margish. But there is Tam here, but it's called Tam Kolosh. So it's true there is some. There is a certain degree of Tam, even when you're Shishim Kenegad. But that's called Tam Kolosh, and it's not included in the halach of Tam Keker Dereisa. It's not any okay, Rambam, she tells us Tam Keker Drabon. But it's not included in Tam
Keker.
But it's not included in Tam Keker. Put it this way, it's not included in Tam Keker. Whatever Tam Keker means. So the main is, you can answer very simply, why, when you have a pot with 61 different minim in it, I'll tell you why it doesn't taste like water. Because I have a hitstabrus of 61 tam inclusion. When I taste something that has 61 tam inclusion in it, it has a lot of flow. The bottom line is, it's not 61 zeros, it's 61 not quite tam keikers, but it's going to have a lot of flavor in the pot. So that's why it tastes it. So it doesn't tell me that that each individual tam is not ain't a nicker. If the balance is, you know, the dealing in Tam Keker, Tam Keker, as we had a couple times, the Chayim is a Tam Gomel. Even if you're not going to go mamish like the Rav was this, and Tamad Virgin's Rechob and Eodim, but you need, that's in Kafim like the Rav. So you need a Tamad Gober to be Yosim, Mishum Tam Ke'ik. And in six, when I have 60 Kneg and I'm not going to have Tam Ke'ik, yes, I will, I'm not going to have Tam Gov. I will have Tam Kalosh, and that's not included in Tam Ke'ik. So Bechal, what was Reb Chaim saying Chachah from this Tavshul of 61 different meaning? So that is, I think, the Lechaira, this last Kasha probably answers the other Kashas of Reb Chaim, as Reb and others were trying to say, but is Lechaira Reb Chaim doesn't really mean you don't taste it at all. Even if you don't taste it at all, it's still going to be Tam Ke'ik. Lechaira really means even if you don't taste it, Tam Gol. In other words, what Lechaira Reb Chaim means is a Vada, he's saying in the Havana similar to the Taisis. So when you have Shishim Kenegedit, there's a Tam Kolosh, but there's not a Tam Gol. At least not by Tavlin. Mevela is, when I have 61 different Minim, what he's saying is, don't say there's no Tam at all. There may be no Tam Gol, but there's still a Tam Kolosh. What Reb Chaim is saying is, the Tam Kolosh, it's not so posh that the Tam Kolosh is not included in Tam Ke'ik. Tam Kolosh is only not included in Tam Ke'ik if it also is a Din Bittel. If there's no tam at all, if this mamash is zero tam, so then I don't need a din bittul. It's not here. It's mamash, it's nistat me'oitzim miyutai, and that's what the kfeila is going to help me for. That's what the kain is going to help me for. That's what the etimus yisrael is going to help me for. He tells me there is no tam here, not even a tam kosh. If there's mamash no tam, so then I don't need din bittul at all. What?
In a person would be able to say that there's no tam?
We're not chayshish for the Einon who became the time for the Ramal.
But the
whole other
case is
no, the same. It depends on Kfeilus. Kfeilus out of the Monos, out of the Mirim Nase.
According to the Ramal, we said that
you don't need a drug. It's not worth either of them, so I don't know.
So any good would be.
Any good is no good. Because we're not worried that he's not going to taste it. We're not worried he's not going to taste even the Tam Kol. Because also, could be even a Tam Kolosh is also a Nirgash L'Rayv Nei Adam Orim. L'Chai you have to say that. Tam Kolosh is still Nirgash L'Rayv Nei Adam. That the Tam that's ain't a Nirgash L'Rayv Nei Adam is even less than a Tam Kolosh. So when there's no Tam at all, I don't need Dinei Betel. L'Chai don't talk about when there's Tam Kolosh. And the Lashon that he said in a Nirgash Klal is that Shum Tam is not Dafka. He means it's not Nirgash Tam of the Chatz itself. So when there's a Tam Kolosh, Reb Chaim is being mechadosh, but that Bukhari is good, right? His shtak right, at least in the Rambam before, is that even there's only a Tam Kolosh, it's not enough to be matured just because I've knocked it down to a Tam Kolosh. Because you see, in the Mayan, when you have the 99 of Yayin Shol Chulin, one Mayan, one Yayin Truma, what's the Tam Yayin Truma that's in the Mayan would only be a Tam Kolosh of Yayin. But I feel like he calls one another Din Bittel. It's not going to be mutter. So to take off a Tam Kolosh, I need Dinei Bittul. Tam Kolosh would still be also, because when there is no Din Bittul. That's what Reb Chaim is trying to be Mechadosh. That's what Reb Chaim is being Mechadosh, L'Chaira. Agav also, as we had the other Reb Chaim we saw by the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikr itself, it's L'Chaira Shteri. Reb Chaim said that there's two Dinim in Tam Ke'ikr. There's a question, is there a Chiddush Isser on Tam? And then there's the din that it's called Hukar Yisur that it's not Bottle. L'chayr's Nidin here is that's the Bittul Shabbai. In other words, the Tam Kolosh is Poshet that it's awesome. It's Poshet Tam Kolosh is awesome. That's not the Tam, that's not the new. What you need the bit, what Bittul, what Din Bittul takes off, is now it says that we don't, even though it is Ketzas Nirgash, the Tam Kolosh, but once I have a dim bittul, we're not going to say it's like hukar isurai and it'll be bottle. But about the tam itself is isra. Lefi that, I think we understand also. Fine, so that's what you need to write. So the dim bittul takes off, that makes it now take off that second akuta, that even though the tam kolosh is the osir, but now it will be bottle. Mamela is, by our case, was our. So again, so coming back to us, so we have now us. So now I can understand Pshat and Dogma Vava very well. The way the Dogma Vava understood the Rambam. The Dogma Vava, L'chayr is Muchach, that he understood the Rambam, at least Pachasa Yaisa, like a Chaim. Meaning that what? That when you have, since the Rambam tells me Yisur and Eim of Akal Zezeh, and the Rambam's talking about what case? He's talking about where you would three Chatichas Yisur, and the question if you're Chaim Malchus. So Rambam holds the Yisur and Eim of Akal Zezeh. So now we come to our case of Nun Tez Zezeh Hatter, and two different Zezeh Yisur, two different Yisurim. Avadi, you're right, there will not be Tam Gomor, not of Chaylev, and not of Dam and Tarufas. Because I have Shishim Kenegan each one. Tam Kolosh, you will have of each one. Since the Rambam L'shitase holds,
how do you call that?
Because when you, as the Reb Chaim Vulchayr proof from his Metzias is that when you have shishim connected something, you will at least very often have a tam kolosh. So it won't be that there's no tam. It won't be a tam gomer, but there will be some tam. Shishim is not a prayer for
this. I don't care why. In that case, you're not going to have a
how do you know
a tam kolosh? Let's give an example. You see, what does he see from the Ran that says not most a lot of most of the things are about the much earlier than the
60. Okay.
The Chazanish learns the Havanina of the Gemara of half a size into 30 because Chaylev is it, but if you move the Nod, if you learn the Das by 30, it's already bottle.
What's bottle? The Tamgobra's bottle.
Even he's saying even if you were
to
be tired,
that
you wouldn't be tired.
He's saying he's going on Tam Gomor. He's going on the Tam that heals the Tam Kiyaker. Tam Kiyaker, which is Tam Gomor.
So you give it to a Kvela and he's saying whether it's Tam
Gomor
or Tam
Kolosh. I have to be mad for him, yeah.
Of course, there's another Havana in the Ran. I've noticed the runs of things become intertwining. But see, is there not going to
is
give
this
us
the is this something in the middle, or is this something we have to
take exactly? Just because you take 60 and you taste everything, it doesn't mean you're going to taste a little bit.
Yeah, you might not. But there's no, just because there's shishim, there's no hechreach, you're not going to taste dam and chilu. Shishim doesn't tell me that muchach, you won't taste anything. Shishim doesn't muchach, you won't taste tam gom. You're right, there may be some things that b'shishim you won't even taste tam kolosh, but that's not muchach. Just because there's shishim here, there's no hechreya that there's no tam gom, that there's no tam kolosh. And according to the times living the Rambam, that if there's a tam kolosh, it still could be tam ke'ikri unless you're din bittel. Since the Rambam, so the Rosh tells me in Shuvah, Rosh Chaim alone, that it's written, are yes, mevatel zevzeh. So mamele is, you have no tam gomor, and you also do have a din bittel. So now the svar is gevaldik. But according to the Rambam, who holds the Surah Eimarapon, says, Tam Gomer and Ochlam you won't have. Tam Kolosh is no Achreif you don't have. And you'll need Din Bittul on the top, assuming there is, or it's Chashash that there is a Tam Kolosh here, you'll need a Din Bittul, like the Rambam, you don't have Din Bittul. Because they say, Surah Eimarapon, says, so Mamelu. That's that Machayr to Mucha that the double move up, that's understood the Rambam that way. And that's where, how he's making the Tzushtel.
The Rosh also had to say
the Tshuva Sarosh Machayr understood the truth. The Tshuva Sarosh is Mucha Kuchayr, that he understood the Rambam that way.
He himself understood that way. You need to have a Din Bittul also.
Yeah, okay. True. Machayr brings the Rambam for Lashon. He brings the Rambam for Lashon Tshuva Sarosh. Of the Tshuva Sarosh.
But that he needed the Din?
Yeah, because he mentioned the Din even when he was saying the Svar. Reb Chaim brings that rabbi. And the Dovah Mavon is not by any means the only one who learns that way, because there's an Dovah, he's not the only one who asks why did, how did the, how is the Shulchan Aruch Mis'alim from Das HaRambam? The Shar Ephraim asks it, and the Beis Hillel asks it, and the Menachos Yankov asks it, and the Chayyim Kesu Plesi, he's not good with Maskonas, but he also is bothered. So there's a lot of Gedolei Achrayim who were bothered that how was Shulchan Aruch Mis'alim from the Rambam? And the higher you can only ask such a question if you understand that it's the Rosh Hashvar. How come then the Rosh Hashvar the higher took care of that? Elamai, they understand it. No, but that's not the Kozma. They don't have a din bittul, which the Rambam holds you don't have. It's not enough to svar of the Rosh. However, meid the Hagisa, you do have.
Doesn't the place say that even if we hold this room in the Latin, there's no time it's going to be fine.
It's not the Tam Kolosh, the Tam Gomor, what's the need?
Well, the whole Kimmel hold is far as good enough, and you don't, even if you hold it, it's true in Batman Zezeh, it's far enough, isn't it? The whole Kimmel hold, you don't need a Din Bittul. We're just pointing out that the Rosh himself is going to do this. He's saying, no, there are people who hold it, you don't need a Din Bittul. The Svar itself is good.
Who says that?
I think that's how it's called.
Okay, I have to see it again. I written down with a question mark. Because Kasha was certain. He certainly started with a Kasha. His Maskana wasn't clear, but it wasn't clear to me looking over it again what exactly he came out with Maskana. Let's look at it again.
But the rules weren't that way. It's not totally halal.
L'chaira all those who answered, that's what I'm going to get to. There were many who answered on the Dogma of Avos Kasha, if you want to call it Dogma of Avos Kasha.
Who said the things?
They said, no, right, the Rambam would be minded here. Oh, when was the Rambam Machmir? That was when it was Gimel Mina Yisr. There was no Hatter. But if you look as they say Hatter, like the Rosh says, the Rosh is far, there's no Tam Yisr. The Rambam is not Machmir in his Tam Yisr. Not like Rambam, which is not like Rambam. They understand, not like Truth of Rosh. Yeah, they didn't make that deal with Truth of Rosh. And they understood that the Rosh Svara alone is a good enough by itself. The Svara that there's no time. And who said that? That way, the Avodah Zagashuni answers that. He says that the Shulchan Aruch Kulei Alma, even the Rambam would be Moedim. And the Medbarach Avodah Zagashuni probably saw answered that.
And people go, in the case of 59.
Yeah, in the case of 59, the Rambam will be Moedim. Shulchan Aruch is not passing against the Rambam. The Rambam will be Moedim to Mutter in this case, which is Muchach not like with the Chayim.
Why did Allah say that one fell and then the other one?
What do you mean?
The
Lamb
brings this case and he says only
if. Okay, what do we do with the Tzadi test of the Yain and the Kulin?
Only
after
one fell, then he says the other one falls.
It wasn't, the question was not to say that the bottom. The question is why don't you say the Tam, the Bain of the Ain?
No, not that case. There's a
Lamb
that brings that.
Only
the other Kabbalah.
I guess
of Arla.
Case of
Arla,
yeah.
After it fell into two.
One after another.
That's
the Arla,
and then another one. But it fell one in nine, and then
two. That's what they are in the Arash.
So the first says you need one
after
the other. So why here should be
different? Unless they hold. I don't know. This is the battle. There you go. License. This is being the battle. You need a din of 200. Over here you have the Sarah of the Rush.
You could have two things. First of all, it's like you said originally, is Arlo like Truma is not totally Nisi in his town. It's Zeri Drabon of Masayim. So Masayim could be, it's not totally Nisi in his town. You don't have town.
Even when you don't have town,
the other thing is, could be that in that case, there. The Rambam didn't seem before she's telling him whether it was Zachar or Zebra.
More or less, he says
it was a diuk. So could we, they don't hold to that diuk?
How you look the Yashin
into Rambam? Find a different Yashin.
No one says himself. Yeah. The Rambam says you only need one after another, only it's Orla and Orla. But if it's Orla and Nikolai Kerr, then maybe it doesn't at the same time. Yep. But only if that's 60.
What?
Who says
that? Who's
Miyash of the
Rambam?
Says
the Rambam. I didn't say it was Miyash of the
Rambam.
I don't know. I don't remember who said it. I don't remember that it was clear to everybody that to be Medaka is Dafka about Zachar. That I don't know. But anyway, so those who are Muha, those, just again, the Achrayim who said,
only if you were better about the water, if you're 60 and then two pieces fall at the same time.
Yes.
Only then is void. The,
it's two separate things.
Yeah, but if you're 60, you're
better. The rest is better.
Yeah. If two pieces fall at the same time, but then it's not against the horses. So there you have to have one after the other, even if you have 60 at the.
Right, so just again, so the Achrayim who say that the case of Shulchan Aruch and Nun Tazeh say Hatter is going to be Lekulei Alma and the Rambam will be Moide and the Muchav they do not hold like Lechayim Zvart is the Avodah Zagashuni Nimrit Baruch, the Prima Gavon, some Sefer Chazanish Knesset Sagadeh Lechav Zdas.
That's
it? So, but that's all. But again, the Tzad Sheni is like Lechayim, we have the Shara Freyim and they sell the Menchus Yankim, the Dogum of Avon, at least to have him in the crazy place.
The Rosh, when
the Megillah Sefer, when he brings the Dogma of Ava, he says that we're not worried about the Rambam because Kol Achrayim answered that the Shalalah Shulchan Aruch is the Kulei Alma. That's not true that it was Kol Achrayim. There was a fine of a sedesh word like a Chaim with the Dogma of Ava, but there were probably really not like that. And it's so really, the problem is that the Lashon, the Rosh wasn't looking at that way. So it comes out that also, according to these Achrayim, who say that it's not a, there's no Achrayim, but we don't pass in the realm of things. Because this was the Kulei Alma. The Shulchan Aruch, the Torah clearly did not pass in the realm, because he also took the case of Gimel Mina Yisr. But Shulchan Aruch, which dropped that case, not more, we don't pass in the realm of Mais Lecheru in the Gun. But okay. Yeah, also, okay. Fine. Would that make a difference? I don't think it's true. Okay, never mind. So I think that's, I think that gives us a little bit more about Avon of what Bittul Tam Kikr and Bittul Bashish and how it works. We have Chaim of Nahal and Chayr, right with that Chayim, we didn't learn that way. And what would be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, what would the Rambam answer in this case as much as they say have to? I don't know if there's any other practical Nafkamina directly, but L'chalpachs, that would be, Havana would be Nafkamina and Havana. So I think that gives us Lomar Avonim Tam Ki'ikr, finish off Simon Tzadiches, and now we finish, now we hopefully more or less know Tam Ki'ikr for the first time through the first Simon. Now we'll move on to Tzadiches, which is going to be also somewhat related issues. And it's the first sif of Tzadiches. I'm going to give out my own timers. But basically the sugya there is, now how do we calculate Bittul B'Shishim? What's included to the Bittul? So Sif Aleph, which is what we're going to spend most of our time starting off on, is your piece of nevela that fell into your pot. So do the bones count? And let's say a piece of nevela fell into a pot with a bunch of other pieces of meat. Which bones count where? Do the bones of the nevela count for the nevela? Because they're nevela. Or maybe they don't count at all because they don't have time. Or maybe we'll say even better is that they even count with the heter.
And there's no ha, because what time is counteracted with the nevela time?
So there's two possible answers to that question, which was one of the questions on the bottom of the
Either
it absorbs from the time, and so it dilutes it, because now the time nevela has to spread out not only into the food that's in the kadera, but also into its own bones. Or, alternatively, the pshat is that even though bones don't really have a tam, they do have a tam kolosh. See, we're not finished here. The bones have a tam, and that tam is not itself also because it's only kolosh, unlike the tam kolosh we're talking about here, b'shishim. However, it will be enough to be mevatel the tam of the bosom of it.
How can you use a kazayis of bone to kill the kazayis of meat if the tam of that bone is much less than
How can you use a kazayis of potato when it's a kazayis of meat? It doesn't have a strong enough flavor.
It has a flavor.
It's a flavor. So the tam kolosh of bones of an avela are less tam than potatoes?
If it's only tam kolosh. Potatoes aren't only tam kolosh.
So potatoes are bland too. What?
Bones by themselves will be mutter.
Oh, so that's going to be another side point. We'll get it. Yeah. That will be a side point to get into. But so that's an important nekuda. First of all, that's an important nekuda is why, because according to the first way we said that it disperses, you know, the difference in what's the difference. Well, another thing that is talked about in the Sifan Shulchan Aruch is what about the defamas of the kadera? They're not mitzvah. Pasha, they're not mitzvah. Why not? The time of the Boston of Eil was also going to disperse into the defamas of the clay.
Well, we're not sure how much went in. It can't be makel on the defamas.
That's one possibility, but the Gemara is a different reason. The Yisr Bala, the Hatta Lai Bala. You're right, it did absorb some of the Tam Nevela, but you know what? It absorbed an equal percent of the Tam Hatu, so it didn't affect the ratio. If you don't have Shishim, you still don't have Shishim. So the question is, though, say that back on the Ba'al Matzahs. So that's an important thing we have to work on. The Prima Gaon is going to ask, the Achrayim we're going to talk about.
First, the Darki Moshe says we don't know if Tam comes out of two spoons. You don't know how Tam, maybe one give out or then give out.
So have you ever heard of Bittul B'Shishim? This is going to be a problem, stop.
Yeah, so how do you know how the bones is filleted from one on the other?
So it'll be whatever. We'll see if they can come.
Only, only this,
I
like,
this is an
only Kim said.
Cheers.
This is a sheer psicha. This is just a hakdama.
This is the previous thing.
I'm coming to ask the questions. I'm not coming to answer the questions. Maybe at the end of the sermon we'll answer some. We'll see. But now I'm just coming to ask questions. Yes, you should point out as an important side point that I do not expect the other one to get into unless the other one has extra time. I'm going to try to get into it. And that's more likely what I'm going to talk about if I manage to see most of the Marmukhamis. But the question is, are the bones themselves, the bones of a Nevela also? If you, well, that, no, that's unfortunate. If you cooked the Nevela with its bones separately and then it fell in the pot, so then the bones are also. But let's take the case where, if here, if they're cold, the bones were Balea. Bones of, and the question is, are bones in Nevela, do they have an Issun? If they only have Tam Kalosh, they don't have any Tam. With what's the Nafkamin agreement? The big Nafkamin Allah for mice is going to be gelatin made from Atzamas Nevela. Yes. It's not just Nachiyazah.
He's not in.
Don't worry, it's a lot of place for Matin, it's a lot of place for Asim. So, and I put in the bottom of the Marmukhamis in parentheses all the Marmukhamis that are just on gel, and I put them separately. First, do the Sugi if you have time, we have time. After you finish that, then we can go to the sugi of gelatin. Understand, though, that within the sugi of gelatin, the issue of whether the bones themselves are also is only one nekuda. There's also going to be nekudas when they process it. First of the bone, and all kinds of interesting things like that. And those obviously mean we're not up to yet. So it would only be certain anafim from all these different shuvas that would be where we're up to yet. But, fine. Was there? I think there's going to be a good sign about Makarnas.
How long are you giving?
Bad is, if we're not going into the gelatin, which I don't think we should go into the first time through because it's totally too many sugis we didn't do yet. The sugi is not such a big sugi. You'll see, it's not so many Makarnas. What's in the parentheses is just bigger, I think, than the rest of the Makarnas. And then, for example, the two Gemaras are Gemaras we've really already seen. And they're each just like two few lines. So. I don't think it'll take, you know, I mean, whatever, it'll take us into next week, but I don't think so far. I think it takes 3 days by what? 7 sif. But anyway, the first sif is this. The first sif is what we're doing now, is that it's almost in the very clear answer. It doesn't mention Gittin. We're going to bring Gittin as a riot, but it doesn't mention Gittin. Then it's going to get off onto other things, the Shire, the Kippo, the right to the Kippo, whatever. Sif Dalad gets into. Sif Dalad is a big Sugi, so from what it is. Sif Heivav Zayin is the Sugi of Mevatel Nes L'Chatchila. So now the first four Sifim of Tzadik Tes won't take so long, relatively. I mean, we don't fly through anything, but Sif Hei through Zion is a big sugi, and that will spend, I don't know, 2 weeks or whatever. We'll have fun.